and I thought about Pam. Just we're talking within the, we're all family tonight. I said, Pam do, I thought about, you know, being knitted together. I said, Pam do crochet. And I said, no, crochet won't do because you can get a little hole in it. You can get a little hole up in it. But being knitted together, you can't get nothing in there. You don't get nothing up in there. We're going to be together. So I left you alone, Pam, your crochet. I left you alone. And then I thought about just sitting there being knitted together in God's love. In God's love. Them little tacks they put in that quilt. You can pull that loose. They was together, wasn't it, Lily? They was together. Being knitted together in God. Love. We are all indeed woven together by his blood, his love, and his spirit. Then Colossians 2 and 2 read. Here we go. That their heart may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and obtaining all the richness of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. To those of you that was on prayer line this morning as I was reading it, it's obtaining to all the richness of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God. I shared that I saw a vision. A door was being opened up. And I saw people. As that door was being opened up, things was being given unto us. The things that we needed, the things that we so desire. And we all begin to say, the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Because we were receiving from the richness, we was attaining from him. The full assurance, as he was showing me that, he said, this is what I'm talking about. That door is being opened up. It's being poured out upon us. As his children, as his body. And then, you know, Paul prayed a prayer that the people would continue being knit together in love. Bear fruit in every good work and growing together in Christ. You know, I looked at that, and these are some prayers that, this is a prayer that we do on Saturday morning. First, he prayed that we might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We cannot be knitted together in love without insight and knowledge of his word. We cannot. Those ladies, they had knowledge of how to put the needle in, where to put it in, where to put this hook, this rectum. They knew how. They knew how to tack it together. So we cannot unless we have the wisdom and the insight and the knowledge of God's word to be knitted together. God is love. And we gain knowledge of him with and through reading his word. Second, Paul said something else, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. First, we must obtain wisdom. Then we walk. And then, T, we go do the work. We cannot work for God unless we are walking with him. Walking with God is like, I said, you know, my grandbaby, she lived in the house with me. It's like that baby. When she started walking, you know, it seemed like I'm just now learning the things of God. And I looked at her when she started walking. She wasn't sure she could walk. when I started coming in contact with spiritual things, I wasn't sure I could walk in it, T. I didn't know was it of God or not. I just, you know, I didn't really know spiritual things. Just a little slow. Wasn't quite sure. Is this of God or not? But thinking not strange what God is doing. And then I just thought about that baby taking a step. Then I thought about you again, Bishop. How you encourage us. Come on. Be strong. Step out. Just step out. You step out, he gonna use you. Be bold. That's how we was talking that you talk a baby into walking. Come on. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. They fall down, get back up. You can do it again. He said, if you miss it, what you said, Pastor? We can do it again, can't we? Don't stop, don't quit. Who shall separate us from the love of God? My Lord, thank you, Jesus. Then we get bold. We get confidence, T. We know a little bit then. And we can go forth and start stepping out that God might be glorified.
Yeah.